I was not raised in as a Christian or in a Jewish or in a Muslim household, and I'm not that familiar with either the Old or the New Testament, but or and I think this time of year is celebrated as a time of renewal. Right? Passover is about liberation from Egypt and hardship also. And Holy Week, starting with Palm Sunday, is starts out glorious, but then gets really bad. And Jesus suffers and is killed. And resurrected, of course, but there's that sense of some hardship and then renewal and joy. And it seems to me that we're coming through a year of great hardship and confusion. And now I think we could allow ourselves to hope that we see the beginning of the end as more and more people get vaccinated and they develop some treatments that make COVID a little less dangerous. We'll see. Because we have to keep being careful, or we'll have another surge. But it is, I think we can feel some hope. The fact that there's another person in this Zendo with me is amazing. And without masks, because we're both fully vaccinated. So, I guess what I want to say is without being foolish, we can allow ourselves to hope. There is real joy and a sense of renewal, certainly in in our garden. The pear tree is finally starting to send out, it usually leaves. And then blossoms at the same time. And you can see little spritzes of green here and there on it. And the nasturtiums are starting to bloom, and I love them. They're such bright colors, yellows and oranges and some dark reds. And it's just starting in this garden anyway, just starting. But it encourages a sense of renewal. And I think the fact that the days are getting longer, and right around this time of year, around the equinox, both in the spring and in the fall, the change accelerates. And then it will slow down again as we head towards the summer solstice on June 21st. Right now, it's changing fast. And we can allow this sense of renewal, however you want to think about it. It's also in some traditions of Buddhism, May 8th is a huge festival of renewal called Vesak, and they celebrate both Buddha's enlightenment and his birthday on the same day. We celebrate Buddha's birthday usually in early April and his enlightenment in December, but whatever. I think there's just as a natural urge, almost a physical urge to celebrate because it's obvious that the sun is coming back, that the days are getting longer. And then we, as human beings do, then we project our meaning onto it. We make it Buddha's birthday. There's a physical sense that you can feel of heart opening, warmth. And it's important, I think, to allow ourselves to open to that. You don't have to grasp onto it, you don't have to insist that it's going to go, that it go on forever, whatever, that kind of thing. It's okay to do weeding. We have people here now from the local, a local rehab center called Genesis House, and they're doing massive weeding. And they're weeding little, beautiful little yellow flowers called oxalis, sometimes known as sourgrass. And we're killing them. I've asked them to, and they're doing it. That has to be okay. After the dark time, December 21st is the shortest, darkest day of the year. And we had a long, long dark year from March of last year until March of this year. And we still don't know. Exactly. We don't know how it's going to end. We don't know what normal will look like. There's lots that we don't know. And we can allow ourselves to feel the warmth and the opening and the light of this season. We need times of joy. It's a hard time right now. My heart aches for the people that were killed in Atlanta and the people in Boulder. And there have been some other mass shootings now, though they seem maybe they're more to do with crazy individuals or something and not a particularly political thing. But still, it's hard. It's been a hard year and it's a hard time right now. And we need to allow ourselves to open to the joy of this season because one needs a respite. One needs a time of recreation. Notice that that's recreation. Recreation. And we need to allow that. Enjoy it. Don't grab after it. Don't hold on to it. Don't make it more than it is. And enjoy it. Let yourself let go into it. Let it. Soothe your heart. Your heart is sore. My heart is sore. Let it soothe your heart. And if it's not, if your heart isn't sore, let your heart just enjoy it. And we talk a lot about not being attached to our ideas and not being attached to our views and not being attached to our sense of self. And those are all really important. And don't be attached to springtime. That doesn't mean, none of that means that you cannot enjoy it, that you cannot allow it to refresh. It's not easy, this practice. It's not easy letting go of my ideas. I like my ideas. I believe what I think. I'm so sorry that I do as much as I do believe these things. And I cause myself and others, as we all do, I cause myself and others problems because of how tightly I'm holding on to my ideas and my wanting to be a permanent standalone event. And even so, I can open to the springtime. I can open to the flowers. I can open to the warmth. I can enjoy sitting in the sun. My dog this time of year, my dog lies out in the patio, lies in the sun on the patio and pants. And she still does. And the dog I had before did the same thing. So that's, they like it. Fine. I just, I want to encourage you to allow yourself to feel the yes in this time. Experience the yes. Yes, it's sunny. There's always other aspects, right? We need a whole lot more rain and we're probably not going to get it. And even so, yes, it's sunny and it's clear. I can see Mount Tam from my kitchen window. And I can enjoy asparagus, which is finally coming in from the Delta, which is the best asparagus, by the way. I can hold all these things, my sore heart, the remaining fear about whether we will beat this coronavirus, whether enough people will be vaccinated, whether there will be something variant or something that's resistant. There's lots of unknowns. But our practice is to be present with what is, and what is includes the amazing nasturtiums that are just starting to come and will soon be covering a lot of the garden as they keep reseeding. And it includes being able to sit in the sun, just sit in the sun. It's been cold, and now it is warm. And this week, according to Siri on my iPhone, it's going to be in the 80s, a couple of days. We'll see. So I want you to eat more asparagus if you like it. I guess you have to like asparagus. And notice the flowers. Look at Mount Tam. The full moon is really beautiful at night. It'll be completely full tomorrow. You know, I imagine that Easter, maybe you don't, I don't know. Easter comes on the first Sunday after the first full moon, after the vernal equinox. So the equinox was the 21st, and the full moon is this coming Sunday, and so Easter is the following Sunday. But I just love that the date is based on Earth events, natural events. It's not somebody's idea of what a date is. Somebody picked December 25th as Christ's birthday. Who knows exactly when he was born? And we pick April 8th as Buddha's birthday. Who knows when he was born? We don't know. We assign a date to it, which is fine, but Easter is based on events in nature. And Passover is too, but I don't know exactly how it works. So please allow yourself to enjoy it and accept the renewal that this season represents. And let it refresh you, recreate you, so that you can continue your practice even when it is difficult. You can continue being willing to look at the reality in front of you, to sit still. It's okay to have fun sometimes. So that's what I wanted to say. And I don't know how it is for you, but I'm asking, how is it for you this time of year? Do you have some sense of renewal or not? So please, John and Elena, if you want to say something, just put your palms together and I will call on you. And you don't have to feel like you must say anything, but I just want you to know. And then when you're done, do a little bow so that everybody knows you're done. That's simple. Okay.
Good morning. Thank you for that. I have been noticing. I drove into town the other day, and there are a couple of streets where there are different flowering fruit trees, cherries and plums and apple and they were all just starting. So they weren't in full blossom, but there's just a pink tinge to all of these things. And I went, oh, it's like a signal somehow. Oh, it's spring, you know. And in our yard, the chipmunks come back out because they do hibernate for a time. So it's like, oh, there's a chipmunk. And then there's a mating pair of pileated woodpeckers, which are these, it's like Woody Woodpecker, really. They sound like, and they're like this big. And they come back to the suet. And I could go on, but part of the It's part of the joy of living where we live. Although I did notice these things when I lived in the Bay Area too. They were just different, you know.
You should say where you are.
Oh, for John and Elena, welcome. I'm in Port Townsend, Washington. Sunny and I moved here about 7 years ago, and we're way up on the northern tip of the Olympic Peninsula. So I am feeling that sense of spring and renewal, and it's consoling in a way, even with my aching heart, which is still there. And a lot of people I know are still suffering, and still isolated because they haven't been vaccinated or for whatever reason. But it's nice, the spring. Thank you.
Steve?
It is nice. And what a good reminder. because I've I work from home and supposedly have a I could go outside more than I do, but I find myself at my desk a lot and longing to go outside, and it's been really strong the last few days, but I just haven't really made it out. And I will today. And it's been thinking of this past year has been sort of, I wouldn't say it's made me depressed per se, but it just, we don't talk about hope much in Buddhism because I guess because that can be another attachment. But you know what? Just having this, seeing the cycle in nature actually come up and to let it fill my heart as much as it will. That's a great reminder that it doesn't have to be something up here about, I hope things will get better. I look at the news and I can't imagine that it will. I look at history and the broad sweep of things. It's right here. What I feel like what I need is right here. Maybe what we all do is.
Kelly?
I just wanted to the gentleman speaks for me. He also, like, that is very much my experience too. I've been working from home almost entirely for the last year, and I could be outside. I don't know why I'm not. I am often finding myself in smaller and smaller and smaller spaces, which I think is how Invasion of the Body Snatchers ends. But discursive. I noticed yesterday I walked out and I hadn't really been out much this week. And I walked out and I was like, oh, it's warm. When did the warm happen? Like I wasn't familiar with it. And it almost seemed wrong. I was like, is it supposed to be warm now? Is this the time that this happens? And so I'm still very tentative about it. I'm finding myself suspicious of spring this year, and it seems nice, and I'm dipping a toe in it, but I'm not quite there yet. And I think it's because I've just been inside, kind of nonstop for most of the last year, but I enjoyed the warm when I felt it, so I'm gonna try and push it a little further.
I've been noticing it for a couple of weeks now. The traffic in LA is coming back. And I can't believe how excited I am to see traffic. But yeah, I mean, apart from, I think it's interesting how, you know, the seasons continue turning despite all of our tragedies, you know, they just, the flowers keep blooming and all of that. And I also noticed that there's a different feeling in the air around right now, you know? I mean, I'm excited. I just got my second shot this week. I'm really excited to, yay. Already people, you know, that have been fully vaccinated are calling me and saying, yeah, let's get together. Let's go out. Let's go to, you know, meet in a cafe outdoors. And I definitely feel this renewed sense. And I'm glad that you said, you know, recreation and relax. I actually need to hear that right now, because I'm a little bit, at the same time of all of this, I'm also have a lot of work coming at me. So I'm kind of stressed out, but I think it is important to remember that is part of creation. Recreation is part of creation. So.
Zach, can you hear me?
I guess I'm outside more than some of you. And one thing about spring that I kind of remember every year, is that sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's really cold, all on the same day. So I take my dog out for a walk early, and I have to put a coat on. And then by the afternoon, I'm just in a shirt. In the late afternoon, you need a sweater. And that, to me, is a real signature of spring. The weather, it's like a transition from the cold winter to the hot summer. And there's a period where it can't make up its mind. And I love that. And I guess that's where layers come in handy. But anyway.
Elena and John, I want to invite you to chime in if you would like to. I don't want you to feel you have to. John, you need to unmute.
There we go. Thank you. It's very nice to be here, and it's nice to hear what everyone's sharing. What I heard you say was that, because you acknowledged all this suffering that we all have in common, but it's still okay to allow ourselves to enjoy things. Amen. Amen. Oh my gosh. Amen. And I work at a plant nursery for a living. And we have a retail side and a production side. And so we are completely in tune with the seasons because we're betting on it. We're betting everything on. And that has been... something that I've really allowed to, I wouldn't say refuge, but participate in, because I got this group of people who are betting on it too, that I work with, that we're in this together. And so thick or thin with whatever's going on in the season, water, not enough water, cold, not cold, we're there for it. And even for some of the uncomfortable weather, I welcome it because it's just part of what it means to do the job. But it allows us to be present at that job. And we are so happy to see the flowers, and not just because it swarms in the customers. But this time of year too, I mean, it's very easy just to want to go out and do anything anywhere but at home. But at the same time, it's okay to just be at home and be in the garden or do things and just enjoy it as it is today. And our hope and intention today when we were done here was to go see what we need to do in the garden. Usually, like the last few weekends, we was like, man, let's go to the coast. Let's get out of here. Da, 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 you know, but just slow down a little bit. Got some leaves, got some greens to deal with. Need to get the outside of the house a little bit more ordered. And go see what the plants are doing. Anyhow, I could chatter on, but I won't. Thank you.
Elena?
I just wanted to say thank you. I'm extremely grateful that that we've been able to join you this morning, and I hope that this isn't the last time. And that we can incorporate this discipline into our lives. I liked what I've heard about allowing ourselves to be in the moment, to enjoy things, and not mind effing myself about attachment. Because I've attached myself to a lot of negativity throughout the majority of my life, and to just be okay in the here and now is amazing. You know, like the two gentlemen spoke about, majority of my work has been at home. So any opportunity I get to like leave on the weekends, I try. Mm-hmm. Yet at the same time, during the weekdays, I find myself stuck in the house and not leaving and having to make myself leave. Yeah. So I don't know, it's kind of like, I'm just trying to open up my heart to whatever the next right thing is, or the next thing that's supposed to be in front of me, and just be in that moment. I can't control the future. I can't change the past. I just want to be able to enjoy that this moment. And I really, this morning, what little formalized meditation we were able to do with Steve, which again, thank you so much. It was so amazing. I felt so present in a way that my other, you know, meditation practice that I've just developed on my own was just different. And it was just really like, wow. And then there's also that sense of belonging, which is just, again, it's kind of like, wow. Because there's energy behind that. There's intention, a larger intention behind that. So I don't know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Sunny, did you want to say anything?
Morning, everyone. Kate pretty much mentioned about what we see around our home. And for me, like last night, to hear the chorus of frogs. My hearing's not really well, but I could hear the frogs last night chirping away. And, you know, and then this morning I look down and I'm doing like what Elaine and John were saying, yard stuff. We've been cleaning our yard up. And we had this young guy come over today and took all the scrap wood I had and just felt good to clean. And then I looked down and seen a big banana slug. And to me, it's like, it's a good sign up here, because there's been times where it's been dry, we don't see them. So we need to see the banana slugs coming around. And the other thing about just the little joys of our library opened up. And I went into the library and it's kind of like, I'm thinking of how our dog responds when he sees us, just happy to see us, doesn't matter what. If I go in the library and myself and the clerks that are working there, we're almost giddy to see, have contact, to be in a space and be able to pick a book up. You know, we're wearing masks, but still it was those small things that we forget that are so precious, just to be around people. And I felt like a little kid being in a candy store. It was like happy and people were laughing. It was good. It felt good. So I just look forward to change and more change. And I wish some of your heat will come up this way. We're still in our 50s. So, yeah. You know, although when it's 55 and it's sunny, that's t-shirt weather and shorts up here. So anyway, it's good to see everybody. And our yard's looking better. I'm going to do some weeding because while the ground's soft, it's a lot easier to do that up here where we live. And it's good to be able to see the mountains, the clearer weather and night sky. So thank you.
I just wanted to say too, it's just so cool to see you and Zach together in the Zendo, somebody at the Doan seat with the bell, just